Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. And I'm Kevin Flanagan, the president of the Edge. And we're grateful to have you with us for a few minutes this morning. I'm not going to take any of his time. Let me just introduce real quickly David Harton. He shared with us before. David is the relatively new CEO of ITC Holding or Partners, or you can clarify that for us. David, I get all those confused, but we're excited to have him in town, but we're really excited to have him sharing this morning. So David Harton, challenge us.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Today, the lesson I thought was appropriate because just as Kevin mentioned earlier, there's been a lot of tragedy in the Auburn area and even around the ITC family to some extent. Here recently in Auburn, there's a young lady that she just graduated high school. She was going on a skydiving adventure and got about 30 feet from the ground and her chute collapsed. And so, as you can imagine, prayer chains were going out for that family. And I'm happy to say that God healed her and that after several surgeries, she's been walking. And but then more recently, there's been another high school accident where a young man, his car ran off the road. He hit a power pole, stepped out and stepped on a power line. And after several days of battling, didn't make it. So, you know, today's lesson is from a book written by Reggie Campbell. So if you're familiar with Reggie, he's a former ITC CEO, but I just thought it was appropriate to share in the midst of all the things that have been going on. He says, "They say there are no foxhole atheists. When the chips are down, most people will cry out to God, 'Get me out of here,' or 'Please send help before it's too late,' or 'I've got to make this huge decision. Please, God, if you're out there, tell me what to do.' And Jesus followers pray the same way in a crisis, but in calmer times, we seek God's guidance on all kinds of things, whether spending decisions, disciplining our kids, and balancing the demands of work, home, church, friends, and family. Some of our prayers come with high expectations of God. They expect God to act, to make things happen, to change the outcome, or if there's a decision, they expect him to tell them what to do. Other prayers come more to vent their issues with God, but expect little of him other than a loving, listening ear. Perhaps God's most frequent way of helping is to give us perspective." There's a quote here that says, "God might not always give us a plan, but he will give us perspective. If we'll pause and ask, 'Lord, what would you have me know about this situation? What might get a clearer picture of what actually is going on, what people are thinking and feeling, and maybe even the wise thing to do?' When we see as God sees, we're more likely to respond as God would have us respond. So today's challenge is just as we pray, we pray for God's perspective on the issues we face rather than just solutions." So thank you very much, Kevin. Appreciate you allowing me to share. I hope that was helpful. Again, this book is Radical Wisdom, A Daily Journey for Leaders. It's a different lesson every day. And just given everything going on in the community, I felt like that particular lesson was appropriate. So thank you, and I hope you were challenged.
Yeah, no, that's a great one, David. And Reggie's stuff is good. Definitely encourage that. Hey, God's perspective, boy, more important even than an answer. That's, as a matter of fact, his perspective, as Reggie was referring to, could very well be the only answer you need at that moment in the journey too. So what a great challenge. I hadn't thought about that. It'd be something to ponder today. Everybody, thanks for being with us. Want to remind you, the CHOI event's coming up. Cam and ITC hosted October 25th and 26th at the CHOI Plantation. Got a couple of y'all on here already signed up. The rest of you, let's get in there before it's full. And I'm not sure who we got next week, but join us next week for the Be the Edge Challenge Call. And in the meantime, get out there and be the edge.
Thank you.